If you look at your thoughts in the context of the whole cosmos, they do not mean anything. If you realize that, you will naturally create a distance from your thought process. Your thought process is a consequence of the impressions that you have taken in through five senses. That means something that you gathered is playing up, which could be used to enhance our survival process, to bring a certain understanding to what we have grasped and use it in various ways to enhance our lives to an extent. But thought is not you. Well, it may be yours, but it's not you. Your impressions of what you take in is not entirely determined by you. The same thing, two different people can perceive it differently and make different kinds of conclusions. And you yourself, about different aspects of life, at different times in your life, the same things you have seen differently. In a way, this is evolution of thought within you. But you must always remember that it is a consequence of the memory or the data that you have gathered. What you gather can be yours, never ever can be you. So if you create a little distance, when I say create a little distance from the thought process, always the question is, how can I create a distance? Day and night it torments me. Well, you have to peel your eyes and look at the creation. How vast it is, how magnificent it is, how overwhelmingly brilliant it is. If you pay attention to that, the puny nature of human thought will naturally get distanced. Those who have not peeled their eyes to the creation get too enamored with their own mental creations, which is their thought, the juicy part being emotion. When your thought and your emotion becomes more important than the Creator's creation, that means you have become a perceptional tragedy. You have not realized the nature of life at all. So it's important, those of you who are too engrossed in your own thoughts and emotions, constantly being maybe on social media or something, I think you must get rid of your phone and take a walk in the forest. If it's not possible every day, at least one or 2 days in a month, you might get lost somewhere. Just be in nature, all by yourself. Walk, sit, observe. If you pay enough attention, you will see. You will be so enchantingly enamored by every little thing in the existence, because the way a single ant is made is too much for you and your intelligence to grasp exactly how this is made. We have still not grasped it after these thousands of years. We have still not grasped a single atom in its entirety. We know many things. We can do many things, but we do not know anything in its entirety. So this is the nature of the existence. If you pay attention to it, naturally your own thought and emotion will sink to the background. You can still enjoy them, but you know how insignificant it is.